I've been in the religious life for 63 years, and I have never doubted that this was where I wanted to be. I loved teaching, and I really enjoyed all the different people I lived with. When I came to the community, we wore the habit, and I loved the habit. Before I went to Kentucky, we had changed to regular clothes, because if I had gone to Kentucky with a habit on, I would not have been able to reach as many people as I did. Most of the people down there are Baptist, and if you turned on the radio on Sunday morning, the preaching was how terrible the Catholics were. You know, don't have anything to do with them, don't relate with them at all, you know, and it was like, whew, if I had had a habit on and they knew I was a Catholic sister, I don't think I could have lasted there. There was a little school there called the David School in the town of David, and it was made for kids who for some reason couldn't finish in public school. Either they were being made fun of, or they couldn't keep up because they hadn't been taught well in the lower grades, or sometimes pregnant girls. Anyhow, they dropped out of school, and then they heard about the David School and came there. After I was there a couple months, one boy said, "Emma, are you one of them?" And I said, "Oh my gosh, am I one of them what?" And he said, "Well, are you one of them Catholics?" And I said, "Oh yes, I'm a Catholic. I go to church every Sunday, and I say my prayers every day." "But you can't be." And I said, "Yes, I am." And he said, "But our preachers say the Catholics are so bad, and you're so nice."
As you talk about working with your students and all of the lessons that you've taught them, what would you say is the most important lessons that you've learned?
Each person is different, and you have to treat them the way they are, not to try to put them in a mold. The students learn in different ways, so you have to approach teaching in different ways. And I think one of the big things is to let them know that they are loved. Because if they know they're loved, they'll do anything, really, especially if they're a downtrodden student like we had in Kentucky.
It's amazing the power of love, isn't it?
Can't shed too much of it. That's the funny thing. The more you give it, the more you have.